And now this is a dictation for Charles Stoll, S-T-U-L-L, September 25, 52, addresses a letter to Brian, B-R-I-A-N, Twaites, T-H-W-A-I-T-E-S, to 915348. Dear Mr. Twaites, a follow-up for Mr. Stoll, biopsy proving membranous nephropathy with positive serology for P-L-A-2-R, all in capitals. Last visit in September, comes with the wife, no hospital admission, weight gained few pounds with the holidays, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, some foaminess of the urine, good volume, no cloudiness of blood, no gross edema, no chest pain palpitation, dysnephropnia, PND, blood pressure appears to be running low but not symptomatic. Medication list review, I will highlight the Demadex losartan potassium replacement, presently on cholesterol treatment. Today, blood pressure 122/80, by nurse 102/60, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular normal, no situs tenderness or masses, no major edema, no focal deficit. Next paragraph, 24-hour urine collection, 1 gram. Kidney function stable around 2.5. Normal sodium, potassium, acid base. Normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus. Present GFR 27 stage 4. Anemia 11.1 with a normal white blood cell platelets. Lymphocytes normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Membranous nephropathy. Biopsy proving and positive serology prior cyclophosphamide, prednisone, and then rituxan, clinically stable, no indication for dialysis, not symptomatic, low-level proteinuria, probably from scar tissue. I'm not planning to repeat rituxan, as there are considerable risk. He has prior viral infection of the cornea. Next paragraph. Paroxysmal electrical fibrillation, presently on sinus rhythm, off anticoagulation. Next number, blood pressure appears to be probably too aggressively controlled. I'm going to decrease the Demadex from 40 down to 20. He's only taking 3 days a week. Other blood pressure medications remain the same. Continue chemistry on a regular basis. Come back on the next 6 months. End of dictation.